With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, it's Friday, but we're all dragging our backside today, aren't we, man? The day after trick-or-treating, and what the heck happened last night? It was like a bomb went off. Big candy bomb. All the kids came out. I think this was the super-duper post-COVID Halloween we had last night. Numbers coming in this morning, and they are up, way up for so many across our area. We'll take a look at that. And I think it's safe to say that on this fantastic Friday, we're going to go into overtime with yesterday's good thing with all the pictures. Oh, my gosh. Everyone was looking good, feeling good, but this morning's a bit of a different story. Oh, well, welcome to the Beach Bunker. Oh, I'm so hungover. It's not even a booze hangover. Too many Kit Kats and coffee crisps. And they were the very last to go last night, the coffee crisps and the Kit Kats. It's when we shut the lights off. Just handing out packets of soy sauce. Packets of hot sauce. I was running out of it. We were just grabbing things from the porch and putting them in the bags. Trace, like, shut the lights up. It was like panic in the house. It was well over 200 for us. And that is, we're up about 20% from last year, 20, and a new record at our place. We're going to take a look at some of the numbers. Of course, we flipped the calendar over. It's November the 1st. We got a big time change happening this weekend. We're going to show you how to make that time change easier on Saturday. Although I find the fall one easier than the spring one because we get that extra hour of sleep. And food, fun places, mayhem of life. I'm going to introduce you to a Canadian town that has now become world famous for the way they make pizza, and specifically pepperoni pizza. They're doing something with their pepperoni that's causing quite a stir. It's gone viral. I like it, actually. And we have another restaurant on the radar. We have this one. It's a chain. It's a fast food place. And they're closing locations, a lot of them. Will it hit our town? Will it hit our province? It will probably hit Canada. We'll tell you what chain is really quietly struggling, at least some of their locations. We'll share those details with you. And, of course, the preparation for the holidays begins. We've got Remembrance Day next on the calendar. We also have a live stream tomorrow, south of the border at the Skydancer Casino. Looking forward to that. We'll have our grand prize draw today for I Want Crazy. Hunter Hayes is finally going to be here. Tomorrow we will do a live stream from 4 till 6. That's 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Central Time from the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota. Well, get yourself some Clamato, pour yourself another. Since this is a sugar hangover, I think that I should really bust into these Irish fudge right here, but I should share. I am going to grab one of those cinnamon buns from Kuiper's. I don't care. I'm going to have one with my coffee. Happy Cinnamon Day today. Maybe last year if you only had 10 kids and this year you got 40, that shows us that things got crazy. It was busy. The street was slammed. I want to start out, though, with the most adorable thing. I got this one actually before Halloween began. This was from Greg yesterday, and I want to say good morning to the kids and the dog. This is so cute. This is video. We'll start with some video. Here they are getting ready for Halloween, and see if you can notice what's in the background on the big screen TV there. What's on the big screen? Oh, it's the Tyler Glenn Show. And the kids and the dog, they're sitting there getting ready for the day. And what comes on? The Beach Break song. And look at this. The kids are loving it. That is fantastic. They're dancing. I love the big pumpkin in the middle of the... Oh, my gosh. They're shaking it. I had a good Beach Break song yesterday. Oh, that is adorable. And just waving the arms, shaking it. That is fantastic. And that pumpkin is huge. The dog is going, what is going on here exactly? Why are the kids gyrating like this? Why are they moving around? We've upped the ante on the Beach Break songs. And it was a special one yesterday because of the... That was a great way to start the day after a very busy show. Man, we were slammed yesterday. Holy cow. Yesterday's good thing. I hope you had a safe and happy Halloween. Is this you? Looking good. Looking good. We've got our grand prize draw with Skydancer Casino, Hunter Hayes, live in concert tomorrow night. We will be doing a live stream from 4 until 6 p.m. Central Time. That's tomorrow afternoon. Good morning, Belcourt, North Dakota. I can't wait to see you again. We had so much fun when we were at the Nelly Show in August. This one's an indoor show, thankfully, at the Event Center. And I want crazy. We're going to do the grand prize draw before 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to draw three names, actually. What we'll do is we'll try and get a hold of winner one. If we can't, we'll try and get a hold of winner two. And if we can't, we'll move on to winner number three. But that is coming up. Hunter Hayes is live in concert this weekend. There are still some tickets available. By all means, we'd love to have you join us again at the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. The big Turtle Island Water Park is there. Great games, great food, and more. Sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, Skydancer Casino. Go to skydancercasino.com and we'll see you tomorrow for the Hunter Hayes Show. I cannot wait. Also going on this weekend, BU Nursing. BU Nursing is going to be at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Murray's is Westman's number one EV dealership, your premier destination for electric vehicle needs in Westman. Murray's has the people and products to help you take the next step into EV ownership. With EV options including Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer, it means flexibility to find the fit for your lifestyle. Bring your questions and get ready for a test drive, because here's the thing, it's a fundraiser. I love when they do this. They'll be donating $10 from each test drive on Saturday from 9 till 2 to the BU Nursing class as a fundraiser. So again, that's at Murray's from 9 until 2 on November 2nd. That's tomorrow from 9 till 2, $10 from each EV test drive. Just take one for a rip. Give it a spin around town. There's no snow on the ground. It's really easy. And you're going to help out the nursing students, BU nursing class, tomorrow at Murray's. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. That's a great spot to get your poppies. Because we have passed the Halloween season now, and of course, we're getting closer to Remembrance Day. And a special good morning to our friends at the Royal Canadian Legion. They are at co-op locations across southwestern Manitoba. So the next time you are at your co-op, please support our Legion. And thank you so much to Co-ops of Westman for giving our veterans a place to sell those beautiful poppies that we have for Remembrance Day. And just to bring to your attention here on our set, you can see right here, as we flip over, you can see my poppy here and my Grandpa Glenn's ship, the HMCS Humberstone. Yay! The HMCS Humberstone is right there, and it's on our little set until Remembrance Day as a little tribute to my Grandpa Glenn, who served in World War II. So, thank you, Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. More to come, more pictures, more video, more Halloween hangover stuff. We have got a ton to get to, including some Sunseekers who appeared at my door yesterday with kids in tow, kids in hand, and we treated them well. We got some candy. We had some fun. The warmest Halloween our kids have ever experienced was one for the books. I think that was a big reason that we saw such a great turnout last night. It was just fantastic. So we've got the live stream tomorrow from the Sky Dancer, but I need you back here on Monday because guess what has happened? Guess what got delivered yesterday? Pops is done. The beach bunker hideaway is complete. What am I talking about? Well, when our show first began, and we're coming up on 2 years now, one of the things I wanted to do was have a real beach bunker, like a real beach house. And so I picked this up. It was a kit, a little kit that I was going to put together. It's a model kit, a beach bunker house. And it has sat in a box for like 2 years. Well, it's finally done. And we're going to see how it turned out on Monday's show. And we're going to be able to incorporate it to the show. So we have a beach house. Sunseekers, we have a beach house. It's official. We have a beach house for the show, and we are going to unveil it on Monday's show. So I'm really excited about that. I hope you can join us for that. Thanks to my dad for, you know, it was one of those things. He's got patience to burn. He's got time on his hands, and he saw the box not getting done. He says, this beach bunker house needs to get built, and it's complete, and it will be unveiled in a special ceremony on Monday's show. So you're going to want to be back here for the Beach Bunker official unveiling, and you're all welcome. It's a housewarming party that we're going to have on Monday's show. Okay, so here we go. And winners 1, 2, and 3. So winners 1 is Jarek Haywood. And if we can't get Jarek to go, I have to pull 3. Carla. And winner 3 is Amanda McKay. So I have to keep those in order. Congratulations, Jarek. And if Jarek is unable to successfully serve his term as Miss America, then Carla will be crowned Miss America. And if Carla cannot serve her term as the beauty pageant queen, then Amanda will be. I am going to see if I can find their entries and see if there's pictures attached, because how we played this game is you had to tag a friend that you wanted to get crazy with. And you got a bonus entry if you included a picture with the contest. So again, thank you to Skydancer Casino for the tickets, and congratulations to Jarek. Look at the pictures here. There's Jarek right there. Oh, the Hawaiian shirt people. Fantastic. The Hawaiian shirt people. Okay, so Jarek, I wonder, do you think Jarek will answer? I'm going to try and give him a call. See if Jarek is around while I show you the other two. Our runners up, Carla and Amanda. This is Jenna. There's Carla. So Carla's in second place. Okay, so she'd be taking her husband and then Amanda. Oh, right underneath. Well, that's handy and convenient. So there's Amanda and her friend. So let's see if I can get a hold of Jarek and see if he is able to attend. And he's got a valid passport. And then we're going to be ready to go to the Sky Dancer Casino. Jarek, oh man, this is going to be a tough call if he's been out partying for Halloween last night. Waking up, Jarek. Oh,
hello,
Jarek.
Hi,
Jarek. Were you out partying for Halloween last night?
You know what? I was. No, we were giving out candy in the garage and had a good night.
You had a good night. Well, that's good. I'm looking at your picture right now. You and Solange.
Yes.
In your Hawaiian shirts. It's Tyler Glenn calling, by the way.
How's it going?
It's going great. Jarek, I have some good news. Do you have a passport, buddy?
I do.
And are you ready to see Hunter Hayes? Because we just drew your name.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so are you?
I've been projecting it all week in my head. I'm like, I'm going to win.
Yeah, my daughter says that I should be doing that more. What do they call that? There's a name for that, manifesting or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're a manifest. Okay, so what's this picture about with you in the Hawaiian shirts? I love them.
I got married last year, and so we got all of our wedding party matching Hawaiian shirts.
That is awesome.
And so now whenever Sal and I go somewhere, we always make sure we take our Hawaiian shirt, and we have a matching shirt, and we get great pictures.
That is a great idea. Matching Hawaiian shirts for everybody. Did you go somewhere like warm to have the wedding or no?
No, we just our social was beach themed. So,
well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And so was the wedding.
I think
the wedding was here in Brandon then, or
yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations! Congratulations on the. How old is this picture?
That was just last year. Okay. That was last month. Sorry, we were in.
What?
We went to Vegas and we were going to the Lazy River for the day. So,
man, okay, so you're no strangers to casinos. You know what it is. I mean, you were in Vegas. Have you ever been to Skydancer before?
I've never been to Skydancer. Okay. No.
All right. Well, it's a nice little place. It's out. You think, where am I? I am like you're just like driving in the plains of North Dakota, and then out from the distance rises this giant hotel and casino. You're like, whoa. This is pretty awesome. They just built a huge new water park there. And it's a lot of fun. We were there for the Nelly show in August and had just a blast. So
that sounds fun.
That's awesome. So, Jarek, I will reach out to you. Look for a DM from me directly after the show is done, because I'll tell you how you can claim those tickets. And we're going to be live streaming there, by the way, that afternoon. So feel free to stop by, say hi. Okay.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Okay. Congratulations, Jarek. Hey. Thanks for playing, bud.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That is Jarek Haywood of Brandon. He's a newlywed. I guess, how long do you have to be a newlywed? So if it has to be under a year maybe? I don't know. They're looking good in their Hawaiian shirts there, and Jarek is coming to the casino to see Hunter Hayes. Thank you again to our runners-up. If Jarek was unable to make it, it was Carla and Amanda. Thank you so much to the Skydancer Casino. Thank you, Sunseekers, for playing the contest and for entering to win. I do appreciate it. And again, thank you to our friend Zumba Bernice, who just got back from her European vacation. And there she is with Mr. Bernice. We're going to hopefully, if she's available, give her a little dingle next hour and talk a bit about her adventures. And the treats that she bought. I'm going to get some Irish fudge. Maybe she gets some Irish cream to go in and to go to wash it down. I mean, and all the congratulations. That's so kind. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm so glad we were able to get a hold of him. His green light wasn't on. I just figured, man, we'll give him a call. Mama J says, congratulations, Cindy, too. Enjoy the concert. And I don't know about you, but Jarek has that look on his face like he's ready to party at any given time. So I'm excited about the live stream. He's probably going to come on and say hello to everybody and have some fun with us at the Skydancer on Saturday. We'll have hopefully some Zumba Bernice joining us next hour on the show. Elkhorn Resort, Clarsoe Nordic Spa. Guys, if you're in the Clear Lake area, maybe you aren't headed to the south. Maybe you're headed to the north. If you are even in the area, if you are remotely close to the Elkhorn Resort Clarsoe Nordic Spa, they have got entertainment happening every weekend, basically, through the month of November. I'm pulling up the November calendar now at the Elkhorn Resort Clarsoe Nordic Spa. And they've got live music going on with a real joyeuseur. Dart Nights on Tuesdays, live music happening Fridays and Saturdays. They got a fortune teller and card reader set for the 16th. So if you liked that show yesterday where we were talking fortunes and we were talking about spirits and stuff like that, Saturday, 10 a.m., Elkhorn Resort, Saturday the 16th. There's a holiday craft and bake sale coming up on the 23rd. Live music again every single weekend at the Buffalo Bar. A wine tasting event. They're back. Love those. Probably paired with the Clarsoe Nordic Spa on the 12th. You can take a look at this beautiful calendar for yourself at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Also in the month of November, getting excited about the Tim Hortons trading card nights. I'm going to be at the first one on Thursday at the Brandon one on 18th Street. Going to be hanging out, checking out what players are popular for the kids that they're trading with Tim Hortons. Of course, those Tim Hortons players cards are available for $1.50 with the purchase of any beverage. And there are two trading card nights for two Tim Hortons locations. They'll be doing two trading card nights in Dauphin at Tim Hortons and two trading card nights in Brandon at Tim Hortons at the 18th Street location. And that will happen from 6 until 8 on November 7th. That's next Thursday, I believe. Let me double check that. Yeah. And also on November the 14th. That's the following Thursday. And Holiday Smile Cookies are back. They return November the 18th, just under 2 weeks away from that. Order now at timhortonswestman.ca. Tim Hortons Westman, an area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and in Mooseman. And Eplaw office, Andrea was looking good, handing out all kinds of candy. Of course, she is the sweetest lawyer in the business, bar none. At Eplaw office, if you're looking at doing some real estate transactions, buying or selling a home, it is expected to be a busy winter with that reduction in interest rates. Eplaw office is the place to go. And maybe you're thinking of doing some estate planning. Andrea's a great person to call as well. She also deals with corporate law, too. You'll find her at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. Andrea and her team, I should say, at Epp Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of all of your legal needs. It's also Cinnamon Day today. I'm going to go during the beach break and grab myself one of these big cinnamon buns. I know we kind of reserve that stuff for Taste It Tuesday, but I need a sugar pick-me-up Friday. So it's time for some cinnamon buns. Happy Cinnamon Day. Happy Cinnamon Day, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Curtis and his crew, such a delightful group of folks. You got to see the new storefront over at Kuiper's. Holy cow. Wow, it's beautiful. It's like a whole new building over there. On First Street, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Beautiful spot. And yesterday it was all about the kids getting their treats. Today it's about you getting some treats. Get one of these cinnamon buns and celebrate Cinnamon Day.
This is what's going to kick your morning into high gear. Sugar and cinnamon. And I'm not even a fan of cinnamon. But it's so nice it's not overpowering. I think that's probably why. It's probably why I'm not a big fan of that, the liquor. What's it called again? Fireball. God, it burns. Fireball burns. I guess it's Fireball. Makes sense. Oh, this icing is so good. Oh. So go in there. See Curtis. Get one of these today. It's Cinnamon Day. Look at this. Look at these beauties. Oh, you can smell them. Oh, now I just need a slurp of coffee, and I'm ready for hour two. Oh, with coffee, it's so good. All right. Well, I wonder if Zumba Bernice is still around. I wanted to get her on the show. I hope I don't make my phone all sticky now. I got sticky fingers.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut. Bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.
So tell us about your trip. First off, all the spots you went to. Tell us where you went, because this is not something we normally do on the show, by the way. But I think that when you are as traveled as Zumba Bernice is, she's not only a regular sunseeker, but this was a big trip, wasn't it? You saw a lot of countries.
Yeah, but it was a cruise. That's why we reported in several countries.
Oh, it was a cruise.
Yeah. I didn't know we started off in Ireland and then flew to Italy, and that's where the cruise started. Then we flew back to Ireland at the end of the cruise. So, yeah, it's a little bit of on our own, and some of it was a cruise. Yeah.
Awesome. So, what do you remember all the countries that you went to?
Let's see. We started in Italy. We went to Croatia, Slovenia, Montenegro, it's in the Greek islands, and we finished off in Athens, where we spent some time there, and then flew back to Ireland, spent some time there, and that was that.
And so of all the countries that you went to, if you had to rank them, top three, what would be the top three places that you saw?
Of this trip, I'd say Croatia. Dubrovnik is very nice there. Oh, it's beautiful. Croatia. Montenegro was sweet. It rained that day, but it was a very nice place. And Greece. Yeah. Ireland is beautiful, but the weather is cool and just what you expect Ireland to be. But the people were beautiful and food was good and the sights were great. But I like a little bit more heat. So maybe that's what it is.
And
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And Ireland did look a little chilly. It did. But
yeah.
Probably my favorite pictures of your trip was Greece and Italy. Some of the ancient ruins. This is incredible. You guys.
It's amazing.
Did you guys go on a lot of tours or?
Yeah, we did a lot of tours. Yeah, we did. Every place we went to, we tried to either get on a hop-on, hop-off so that we could see as much as we could while we were there, because some of those are just day ports, so you have to get a lot in a short time. But once we were in Athens, we did a lot on our own because we stayed there already, and same with Ireland. So we got to spend a little bit more time at those places.
Now, as far as the food, did you hear us giving you hell because you weren't eating enough?
Yeah,
We were all taking on the role of your baba. Bernice, you need to have more food. We need some pictures of the food. Yes, eat. Come on. Where's the pictures of the food? So was the food okay, not good? You were too busy or what was going on with?
The food was really good. I took more photos of the markets. We did try food in each place we went to, but really, when you're on the cruise, I could have taken cruise food for days, but who wants to see that? Yeah, when we went to each place, we had to try a little bite of something everywhere we went. And then when we stayed in Athens, we did eat a lot of gyros and dinars and these, I don't know, Armenian something or others. I don't even know what they were, but everything's good.
Just not
in Ireland, of course, has good food too.
Just
Ireland is expensive though.
Oh, really? It's an amazing lifestyle in Europe, isn't it? I think we're Americanized here, where it's work, 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 rush, 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 rush. It's a little bit different over there, isn't it?
Different. And no electric cars. No electric cars anywhere.
Really?
No, none. It's all diesel. But it's like, clean diesel. You don't smell that. But yeah, no electric cars. Anywhere we go, we find there's no one's driving electric cars. So it's going to be a while before that ever comes to light.
And
everything's just beautiful as far as like scenery, and it's just the landscape. And I can see why they do films like that. Game of Thrones is done in Croatia, and same Braveheart was done in Trim, Ireland. So you can tell that it's just that kind of scenery that they require for those movies. So it's beautiful.
Welcome home, Zuber Bernice. Thank you for sharing your adventures with us. We followed along with you as best we could, and it's good to have you back.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be home and see everybody again.
And thank you again for the presence. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Zumba Bernice.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Auto Fashion is the place to go to get any hail damage done on your car if you need it fixed. If you've got scratches, swirls on your paint, on your finishing, they'll take care of you at Auto Fashion. They do all kinds of great work there as far as protecting your vehicle. If you're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a beautiful vehicle, you may want to have it especially protected with ceramic coating. And, of course, they're the experts at that. But most importantly, I want you to remember they take care of hail damage. They also can take care of the inside of your vehicle. If you're taking your trick-or-treaters around and they're complaining about the smell of the vehicle, there's wrappers that need to get cleaned out. It's not auto detailing, it's fine auto finishing at our friends at Auto Fashion. And if you can find Lady of the Lake and the North 40, you'll be able to find Auto Fashion because they're right behind Lee's Buffet at 255 17th Street North. Look for the big green A's next to the car wash. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Again, those winter tires, we're into November now. Get those things flipped over. They'll take care of you at Murray's and making sure those fluids are already set to go for the winter months. They'll check that out. And, of course, they make a donation every time You get your oil changed at Murray's. They make a donation to Helping Hand, Samaritan House, and the Bear Clan. Murray's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Good morning, Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 area locations to serve you. Sunrise Credit Union can take care of all of your financial needs, whether that be an RRSP, an RESP. Maybe you're looking at taking advantage of the new lowered mortgage rates. You can get cozy in a new Sunrise Credit Union mortgage, residential mortgage rate of 4.3%. Oh, man, you've got to get in and talk to the folks at Sunrise Credit Union, or better yet, go to the website, sunrisecu.mb.ca, and get all the details. Sunrise Credit Union, they are here for you, for your mortgage, your investment needs, and they're just some really nice people. Cooperative banking done the right way with 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba. Time change weekend. The spring one is much harder to get through, but here are some handy-dandy tips to help you this weekend.
Who says people who are more sleep-sensitive can struggle for days with a time shift either way, and there's data to back that up.
For example, one article in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that there's more heart attacks the first few days.
Be careful, guys.
Annually. There's also several reports of increased motor vehicle accidents the first few days after the time change. So sleep deprivation has real effects.
And it's not just our physical health. Time changes can affect our emotional health as well. Dr. Scott Bay is a psychologist at Cleveland Clinic. When it starts getting darker outside sooner, that can impact our likelihood of developing a seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. Now, SAD is marked by feelings of sleepiness, withdrawal, and even irritability. Research has shown that women tend to suffer from SAD about four times as much as men do, but when men develop the symptoms, they tend to be more severe. And one simple fix can be light therapy. So look into getting a light therapy box or lamp and sit in front of it for about 30 minutes a day.
I have one of those. I have one of these lamps and they work. Mine is blue. I got it as a gift. And I think the people who got it for me got it at Shoppers Drug Mart. I could be wrong, but it's a blue light. And I don't know how it works. It's science. And I just lean in front of it and it is beautiful. So if you get seasonal affective disorder, if you're feeling a little sad, there's two things you can do. First, join us on the Tyler Glenn Show weekdays 7 till 9. It's proven by science to put you in a good mood. Thoughts of beach, water. It's just going to make you feel good. And then suggestion two is a sun lamp, a light that emits UV rays. And it does mimic the sun. I can tell you firsthand it works. And I'm not lying when I say I put my face right up against the light. It can't burn. You can't get a sunburn from it, but it does work. They're lovely.
Ideally in the morning. Or try to be outside as much as possible when it's sunny and bright.
People do is they stay indoors. And so they don't get ordinary light exposure. One of the problems is we're not outside enough. Even on a cloudy day, if you're outside for 30 minutes in the morning, you're going to get enough light exposure. And that seems to make a difference.
Finally, as for easing into the time change, well, it's always nice to sleep in. Doctors recommend still wake up at your usual time Sunday morning and still go to bed at your usual time, according to your body clock Sunday night, to avoid feeling discombobulated on Monday morning.
Time change is Saturday, 2 a.m. We fall back. So before you go to bed on Saturday, move your clocks back 1 hour. What Canadian town is revolutionizing pepperoni pizza? Ham and pineapple pizza, the Hawaiian pizza, was invented by a guy in Calgary who put fruit on his pizza. The world went crazy. People were losing their minds. Why would you have such an abomination of putting fruit on pizza? But the world loved it. And to this day, you can get a Hawaiian pizza or, you know, ham and pineapple. But now they are changing the way we make a pepperoni pizza. It went viral. So pepperoni pizza, normally, let's just, for those who may be on another planet, pepperoni pizza, let's be honest, for most of the world, looks like this. It's circular, got the sauce, got the cheese. Now, the only variation that I would say is that there are times I'll put cheese on top of the pepperoni. But because a lot of pizza places are showing off the pepperoni on so said pizza, they like to put it on the top. show you you're getting the value there. We're not jipping you. We're not hiding the pepperoni under the cheese. But is that the variation that's got the internet buzzing this morning? No. It's Windsor. They're shredding the pepperoni that they put on their pizza. And the internet is going bananas for this. They're like, what? And the guy says, yeah, I'm from Windsor, Ontario, and this is the Windsor pepperoni pizza. It looks like shredded meat. But hear me out for a second. The one thing that I like about pepperoni pizza is it's the best tasting meat you're ever going to have on a pizza. But have you ever had a pepperoni pizza where you have a bite and it's delicious pepperoni and cheese, and then the next bite is all cheese? They have solved the problem. Every bite you get is going to have pepperoni in it. Lindy says no, likes the traditional way of doing pepperoni. I would like to know what you think, Sunseekers. The Windsor style of pepperoni pizza, shredded on the pie. Blessed Mama says no as well. Little bit of tradition there. I don't know. I really would like to try it, and I think it would be good. Every bite has that taste of pepperoni. Cindy just wants pizza. Cindy says, I'd like it shredded. Borrowed Bean says, we use those small pepperonis when making it at home, so we'd probably shred it. Pepperoni in every bite, says Zumba Bernice. That's what I'm thinking, too. Another person says, I don't see the big issue. I don't know why this needed a community note. Pizza is pizza. Even if you cut the pepperoni, does it really change the flavor all that much? Well, I think that if you order your pizza from a place that is generous with pepperoni, you're correct. I mean, every bite, as long as you're getting a bite of pepperoni, you wouldn't really notice. But I think a lot of the places I get from, if I'm going to have just a pepperoni pizza, a lot of times I'll take a bite and it's just cheese. I like it. To a real quick serious story now, because we don't enjoy reporting on restaurants that are struggling, but this is one that we have in our area. And so this is cause for some concern on a corporate level. If I was a betting man, I would say that we have one of the best performing stores of this kind, probably even in the country. Okay, so I don't think it's time for us to push any panic buttons in our community about these stores closing. But again, it is a testament to the post-COVID restaurant business. It is incredibly challenging. We have seen challenges with Pizza Hut, Subway. Red Lobster went under, then came back to life. TGIF is going to follow in that direction. It's likely to go bankrupt and then come back. Wendy's is closing 140 locations. And this may include some in Canada. They're closing 140 lower volume restaurants in weaker markets through the end of the year. This is going to happen fast. Wendy's revealed the closures during the company's third quarter earnings call, which took place yesterday. The closures will be offset by new unit growth, they're saying, which means they are going to build some new locations in areas where they think they can do better. Yet executives said on Thursday that the closures are going to lead to a more aggressive pace of development in the coming years once they can get some firmer footing. And obviously, most of those closures are going to happen south of the border. So, in the meantime, guys, have a great weekend. Okay, thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. Have a great weekend. Get lots of rest. Don't forget, we're falling back 1 hour Saturday night. And we'll see you again Monday, crew. Thank you.